Parshas Bechukosai in Perchav Vav Pasuk Chav Dalet. The Torah has a whole bunch of curses, the klalos, that come out, could befall the Jewish people if they don't perform what they're supposed to perform, act in the way they're supposed to act. And the Pasuk says, Pasuk Chav Gimel, if you, the Jewish people, walk with me in keri. Keri literally means like a chance, haphazardly. You walk with me in that way. Hashem says, well, I'll walk with you that way as well. And what does that pasuk really mean? That Hashem walks with us, or that we walk with Hashem, the keri. What does that mean? Believe it or not, this is brought down in the halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of benching, in Birchas HaMazon, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph Sif Gimel, 191.3. The Shulchan Aruch writes that while you're benching, Asur Lasot Melacha Be'odo Mevarech. While you're in the middle of benching, you're not supposed to go ahead and open the mail, you're not supposed to go ahead and be cleaning off the table while you're benching, or motioning to the other people at your table. You're supposed to bench, you're supposed to bench. Birkas HaMazon is not supposed to include other actions. Okay, that makes sense, right? The Taz, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the source for this. I mean, at the end of the day, I said the words, right? So what's the difference? Sometimes we could even have in mind what we're saying and just still take care, you know, you clear off the crumbs, you don't have to concentrate so much. You can concentrate on the words of the benching. So what's the deal? Why can't you do other actions, other malachos, while you're benching? And he quotes the Yerushalmi, and Taz adds on, he says, the reason I brought this source is a person shouldn't make a mistake. Maybe you would think from this law that it's only during benching that you're not allowed to be involved in other activities. But maybe when you're making the bracha and putting on your tefillin or other parts of davening, maybe it would be okay. It only says it by benching. So he says, no, below b'shar bracha, so tefila, el davadai, gam b'kol milei de mitzvah. Any action, any mitzvah that a person is involved in, lo yasuk b'sicha cheres, you shouldn't be involved in other types of speech, lo yiskiuze kam b'birchas ha-mazon, it was only mentioned here because of a technicality to answer a certain question, etc. And he adds, he says, "Osik b'davar achik izehu mora al asiyasu mitzvah b'li kavana." If you're involved in something else, it shows that your intentions and your whole everything is not in what you're supposed to be doing in the mitzvah. Al derech arai umikra. It's more like secondary. It's not the main thing. V'zeh nichlal b'marmer tarasenu v'imtelchu imi b'keri. That is what this pasuk is referring to. If you go with me, bekeri. Meaning what? She perish. Afilu shetel choim. Even though you're going with me, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're putting on the tefillin. You're benching. You're walking with me. You're walking with God. But it's still bekeri. But it's still as if it's like secondary. By chance. I'm involved in other things also. So that's what the Torah says the Taz is coming to warn us against. That sometimes we could be doing the mitzvos perfectly, but we're making it secondary. We're making it tafel, we're making it the ikar, we're not making it the real way. Now what does that mean? Why would a person go ahead and make the mitzvah? He's doing the mitzvah anyway. He's taking the time to put on his tefillin, he's putting on the tzitzis, it's hot outside, he's still putting it on. Like what? Why? What brings a person to go ahead and make it not the ikar while he's doing it anyway? Why do we get distracted? Why do we get involved in other things? How does it work? So I want to share a dialogue in the Chumash between Paro and Moshe. And this really highlights what's going on with our performance of mitzvahs in many, many ways. Unfortunately, in the way that we are, our attitude to a lot of different things. And this is highlighted in the Sefer, a very special Sefer called Matot Kaor. On Parshas Bo, he highlights the dialogue between Moshe and Paro. Moshe, as we know, always tries to advocate for the Jewish people, like, we got to get out of here, we want to go serve our God. And Mitzrayim are always complaining to Paro, just let them out already. Every time you say no, it gets worse. Just let them go. So finally, Paro says in Perek Yud, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Pasuk Ches, is Vayushav es Moshe ves Aaron el Paro. Moshe and Aaron came back to Paro. Vayomer Aleim, Paro said to them, L'chu ivdu es Hashem Elokeichem, go serve your God. Mi v'mi aholchem. Who's going to be going? Vayomer Moshe, so Moshe said, okay, thank you very much, thank you for the permission. Let me tell you who's going to be going. Binareinu bizkeneinu neilech. It's going to be the young people and the very old people. We're going to take them all. Bivaneinu bivnoseinu. It's going to be the boy children, the daughters. Bitzoneinu v'kareinu neilech. We're also going to take our cattle with us. Ki chag Hashem lanu. Because it's a holiday. It's a party. We're bringing everyone to this party. Vayomer aleihem pasuk yud. Paro responds, Yikein Hashem imachem kasher shalach eschem v'sabchem ru'u kirad neged p'neichem. Lo kein. But it won't be the way you envision it. L'chuna ha'gavarim v'ivdu es Hashem. Go with the men. It's not going to be the little kids. It's not going to be the elders. It's not going to be your wives. The men. And go v'ivdu es Hashem. Go serve your God. Ki osa atem v'achem. That's what you're asking. And he said, get out of here. Okay, next makkah, they bring down the arba, because they didn't get what they wanted. Now what was the back and forth? So he points out there's a very, very big difference between what Moshe asked and what Paro responded. Moshe said that we're going with everyone. The little kids, the old people, the cattle, the women, everyone's coming. Why? Ki chag Hashem lanu. It's a holiday. It's a joyous time. Something we look forward to, something we're excited about. So everyone partakes in that. And he said, no. Paro said, it's only going to be the men. Why? Because it's an avoda. It's a work. It's a service. So you need the tough people, the strong people to go ahead and do that. There was a very fundamental difference between how Paro viewed the service of God and how we view the service of God. Paro looked at it as an avoda. Work. So who works? The strong people, the men. Don't bring the women to work. Just the men. Don't bring the little kids. Oh, that 90-year-old guy? Don't bring him to work. It's difficult. It's hard. Have pity on him, Paro says. Just go the men. The younger men. But Moshe viewed it not like that. It's a chag. It's not an avoda. It's not a work. It's not difficult. It's a holiday. A holiday even the old guy wants to go to. Even that little kid, a big pain in the neck to schlep the baby all the way out. It's difficult, but it's a party. It's a holiday. It's a chag. It's a happy day. It's an exciting thing. Everyone. Yeah, even the people who aren't so tough and strong. They also want to be part. They also want to partake in this. That's the fundamental difference between how we look to our service in Hashem. And we find that in the Haggadah. We find that the two of the four sons, the Chacham, he says, Ma ha'idus v'achukim u'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. He says, what are these mitzvos that Hashem, our God, is commanding? And then the Rasha, this evil kid who we knock out his teeth, he says basically the same exact thing. He says, Ma avodah zos lachem. What is this mitzvah that's being commanded to you? What's the difference? So the difference is the word avoda. The wicked person, the wicked child, he's saying, Ma avodah, what's this service, this avodah, this work, this toil, this difficulty? It's in how you look at it. Is it a mitzvah? Is it an opportunity to connect to God? Something that we're happy about, we look forward to, we plan for, we're excited about? Or is avodah? Ooh, back-breaking labor. Difficult. That's how Paro viewed it. You got to get it done. But Moshe saw it in a whole different way. If you look at Birkas HaMazon, look at any mitzvah as an opportunity. This is the way, like the word mitzvah means to connect, to join together. This is the way that I can connect to God. Wow! What, I'm going to clear the crumbs while I'm connecting to God right now? You got to be crazy, out of your mind, to go ahead and do such a thing. What, I'm going to start motioning to the person to help me with organizing the table while I'm in the middle of my benching? How can you do such a thing? It makes no sense. It's a joke. But if you look at the mitzvah as an amazing opportunity, getting points, connecting to God, fulfilling my purpose, so then there's no way that a person could have anything else on his mind. You don't need an hour of preparation to get ready for benching for that. It's easy. The flip of the mind, we think about what we're about to do, what we're doing right now, and it changes everything. One of the statements that Bilam, when he was evaluating the Jewish people, he says, "V'lo ra'a amal b'Yisrael." I don't see any toil amongst the Jewish people. Now, that sounds like a pretty bad thing. He's explaining why he couldn't curse the Jewish people. Because "V'lo ra'a," I didn't see any toil, so I can't curse them. Toil. The beginning of Parshas B'chukosai. Amelos was supposed to toil and work hard, right? And he says, "I can't curse them because I don't see any toil." What's the deal? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that of course the Jewish people were toiling. They were busy. They were serving God. The Lo Ra'a Amal B'Yisrael, I didn't see it as toil. It didn't look as toil. When a person went ahead and did the mitzvah, it wasn't a burden. It wasn't, "Oh, I've got to do this now. I've got to wake up and do this. I've got to spend time on this." Everything's a burden. It was beautiful. It was exciting. It was hard. But it was exciting. He didn't see any amal. It didn't look like toil. Were they working? Of course they were working. That's why I can't curse them. But it was so beautiful. Look, they were enjoying every moment of it. We say, you know, we're getting ready towards Shavuos. And I've said this before. In the yeshiva, I feel it's important to repeat. The story that they say about Rav Moshe Feinstein, that after the Holocaust, there were many people who came to the New York area, and they would be fired every Friday from their job if they didn't come in the next day. If you don't work on Shabbos, they said, forget it. Don't come back on Monday. And the people would go home, and they said, "Look, Shabbos. How can I violate Shabbos?" And they'd lose their job every single week. We can't even fathom what that means nowadays. You know, nowadays, if you're wearing your kippah and they won't let you out to daven mincha in the middle of your job, you could sue them. You know, but back in the day, it wasn't that way. Okay, and people gave up their jobs every single Friday. They didn't know where they were going to get a job the next Monday morning. And yet, many of the children fell out of the loop. And someone asked, like, how could that be? If someone that totally gives up their life for Shabbos, And the children don't stay on the derech, they don't continue in the ways after they see how important it is to the father. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said that the problem was in the attitude. Again, we're not judging anyone now, but he's saying more in a general way. The problem was in the attitude. When a person would come home on Friday afternoon, and his wife would say, "Nu, I lost my job. It's schwer zu sein Yid. It's difficult to be a Jew. It's difficult." And every week, he'd come home on Friday afternoon and knew, "What happened to the job? I told him I can't come tomorrow. I lost my job. Shver to Zayin Yid. It's difficult. It's so hard to be a Jew. I keep on losing my job. It's hard." So the kids, every kid at a certain point in their life, want to be like their parents. They always want to be like their father. The sons want to be like the father. The daughters want to be like their mother. And they look up to them, and then they say, look to his father. He's like, "I don't get it." He keeps saying, It's so difficult. Well, I don't want to live a difficult life. That's not the way I want to live my life. So I'm not going to go in that direction. I'm not going to go that way. But if you'd come home on an Erev Shabbos and say, "I gave up my job, but I am so happy that I was able to do this for Hashem. I was so happy that I was able to keep the greatest day of the week, Shabbos. Wow, this is what keeps us going all of eternity. This is what the Jewish person is all about. What a bracha that I had this opportunity to do this." So of course the kid would want to continue in that way. If you look at it as the way Moshe looked at it, everyone is going to go. We're all going to go. The kids, the old man is going to walk there with his cane out there, out of Egypt, because this is amazing. It's not difficult. It's not a burden for me. It's a schus. It's a tremendous opportunity that I could go ahead and do this. That changes the whole attitude of everything that's going on. So nowadays, we don't really have, like I said, this nisayon, this trial, this difficulty of keeping the Shabbos in the workplace. But there's a new one that has creeped into Judaism. And that is the two-day yontiv. Everyone says, "Wow, you're so lucky to live in Eretz Yisrael." Why am I so lucky to live in Eretz Yisrael? Because I get to see the Makom HaMikdash every single day. Because I get to daven at the Kotel whenever I want. because the ground that I walk on is super holy, because Hashem's presence is greater here than any other place in the world? No, not because of that. Because you don't have to keep 2 days yontif. Oh. And this year, forget it. Shavuos is Shabbos and Sunday. 3 days, Sunday, Monday, 3 days. 3 days yontif, and go out of your mind. Out of your mind. The food is coming through your nose. Chas v'shalom, we're spending too much time with our family. That's what people think. It's horrible. And people speak like this all the time. Oh, I'm so happy that this, you have to experience 2 days. Now you know what it feels like. I've heard that many times. Rosh Hashanah is some people like, they're so ecstatic that now we're on equal, you know, on equal ground. We have 2 days, you have 2 days. How many people have heard this before? Right? This is very common. Very, very common. That is the exact same thing that was going on 40, 50 years ago with Shabbos. That people were saying, oh, it's difficult to keep Shabbos. It's difficult to keep Yontif. It's difficult to keep 2 days. What's so difficult? You keep your phone off for 2 days. Okay, it's more cooking, true. It's a little more work. But it's more opportunity to connect with Hashem in such a holy environment. It's amazing. It's an opportunity. It's great. The question is, what is our attitude? If we're going to say, oh, 2 days, oh, 3 days, shoot me. So you'll get shot. Not physically, but eventually. That's what's going to happen. You're going to lose it. You're going to lose the momentum. You're going to lose the excitement. You're going to lose the opportunity to connect. It's going to trickle down to all the people around us. We have to remember that every single opportunity to do a mitzvah is enormous. The Chafetz Chaim's son he writes down certain things that he remembered from his father. So he says that he remembered once that they were in a taxi, but it's not a taxi. You know, it was a horse and wagon. And they paid the wagon driver to take them somewhere. And when they got to their destination, so he was taking off the suitcases from the back of the wagon. And while he was doing that, you know, he like flipped the money to the wagon driver and finished. And the Chafetz Chaim turned to him and said, how could you just like give him the money like that? Don't you realize when you pay the guy for the services that he did for you, you being mekayim four mitzvahs? We don't have to get into all four right now, but one of the mitzvahs you pay a work, someone works for you, you pay him on time, it's a mitzvah! When you go ahead and take a taxi and pay the taxi driver, how many people think like that? I'm fulfilling a mitzvah right now. None of us. Right? We look to make sure that the meter, the guy didn't cheat us, or that he covered over the receipt, hangs over the meter just so perfectly, so you don't notice that it was on already for 5 hours beforehand. Right? We've all experienced these things. And that's what we're focused on at the time that we're paying. Instead, the Chafetz Chaim is saying, don't, while you're taking off the packages, then go ahead and give him the money. You're giving the money, you're doing the mitzvah. You are paying a worker on time. There's an aveira to hold it later. You're not doing that either. You're fulfilling a mitzvah. What an amazing opportunity to pay the taxi driver. There's so many things that we're involved with. Baruch Hashem, we have mitzvahs all over the place. And we could do it. And every single time, we're connecting to Hashem on a whole different level. It's an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity for excitement. It's amazing. We just have to switch in our mind a little bit to focus it in that way that we realize it's all a chag. It's all one big holiday. We're living every day, day in and day out, a chag. And Be'ezus Hashem, when we're able to focus in that way, we're able to channel ourselves in that direction, we'll see our whole life is going to be better. We're always going to be happy, excited, running towards mitzvahs, looking to grow and change and develop. And Be'ez Hashem, that will trickle down to all the people around us, to our children, to our wives, to our neighbors, everyone. We'll just feel it and we'll be able to bring everyone up with us. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to have that beautiful life of being close with Hashem. Shavua Tov.